This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please get involved in the conversation, seriously. I don't care if you do it up on the website. I don't care. Okay, yes, I'm the one that typed out tonight's titles. Now, I've always said, you know it's me because things get misspelled. Because I can't see that small. Anyway. Yeah, willed, filled, whatever. It's screwed up. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. First, after the first segment, Sandy Gibbs is going to join us, and he does every week. I always enjoy my time with him. I always enjoy what we talk about, and hopefully you guys will get involved too, although I'm never worried about that because you kind of always get involved. I got so much I want to talk about today. You guys in the Facebook feed and in the regular chat, did the Republicans, how am I going to, because as far as I'm concerned, the Republicans failed. They failed 7 years ago. I mean, they should have had a replacement for this. At the first vote to repeal Obamacare, they should have had a replacement. And for years, the other side kept saying, well, they have nothing to replace it with. And they don't. So my question is, let me be specific because I don't want you guys getting me feel like I'm trapping you or something. Did the Republicans lose in pulling it today? Not that they didn't have one ready to go, but when they knew they aren't going to win, they know this is a bad bill. You know, see, I actually like what they did. I like the fact that the caucus was able to put enough pressure on them to make it so it wouldn't happen. And they held their ground. I think that's a good thing. I got an argument with somebody today over the Dems versus Republicans when it comes to stuff like this. And I said, look, the Dems were goose-stepping soldiers when it came to Obamacare. They were told, you are going to vote for this. You know, Pelosi had it all worked out. She knew what she wanted. She didn't care what you thought. She didn't care what was bad with it. And the Dems just went forward and did their thing. Today, what was there, 20-some-odd Republicans with a spine that said, no, don't care what you want, Speaker Ryan. I don't care what you want, President Trump. My people don't want this. Are you guys in agreement? I'm curious. I'm really serious. I'm curious. Joe at therealside.com if you want to send me a comment up in the Facebook feed and or the feed that's on the website, therealside.com. And so I'm curious as to what you think. Because for me, this is a... Really? I love computers. I love to hate computers, actually. But for me, this is easy. The fact that they were willing to stand up for what they believed. And again, some people have already said, no, they knew they couldn't go back and do this. They knew they couldn't go back. And we're not done. For those of you who think that's it, it's over. You know, you heard, oh, yeah. No. These guys had an ego, and they wanted to get this done on the day that it was signed 7 years ago. I don't care about that. I really don't. I don't care what you package it in. I don't care what kind of paper you print it on. I don't care about any of that garbage. I care about one thing and one thing only. Did they get the right bill, right, with the right timing that covers what we needed to cover? If it needs to be phased in, I'm good with that. Call it out ahead of time. It's really that simple. It ain't that hard. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I know, I love this. I want to talk about something, and then I get into something else. All right, so the fix is in. A list of witnesses scheduled to appear at the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and the open hearings on Russian activity measures contains a major problem. Anybody know what that is? Okay, so all the technical experts scheduled to testify are from CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike is a firm hired by the DNC committee. They've become the primary source of the narrative about the Russian hacking. Now, if the Republicans let this happen, I'm sorry, they deserve it. They just deserve it. I mean, how dumb can you be? Right? You know that they're fighting. You know the DNC is up against you. And the company you hired to come in. Oh, hold on. God, you guys. You're so demanding. And the company that you've got coming in to testify to prove your point would be willing to go out of their way to disprove your point. So this is why. I don't know. What is it? What is it with these guys? You know, you remember that movie, Catch Me If You Can? The guy that did, I can't remember the con's name, but what he did was, he was the one that beat Pan Am for millions of dollars. He was cutting checks with their name on it. He was able to cash them. He was wearing a pilot's uniform. He traveled the world on their dime. I thought it was great. It was hilarious. He beat them at their own game. Right? So this is what these guys need to do. You need to hire technical hacks, and I know guys that beat some pretty big systems. You need to hire these technical hacks to come in to show how they got in, how they got the information, right? I mean, and that way there you can say, okay, so here's the proof. Here's where it happened. Here's the hole. But I suppose that would require a lot of thought. I think now's the time for a third party. What say you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Dana Gibbs joins me in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable SolarSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We're about ready to throw this headset across the room. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Because I really do want you part of the conversation. You know, I don't care if you guys have you know by now that whether I agree with you or not, whether you agree with me or not, I'm okay with you being on the other side of an issue as long as you're respectful. As long as we can discuss it, and you just don't throw party, spew party crap at me. Because I don't do it with mine. You guys know I'm a registered Republican, and I constantly beat on the Republicans like I'm going to do tonight.
I am so irritated that they had 7 years to put a plan together, okay? Every time they voted to repeal, they should have had something ready to go. I do not believe for one second that Republicans don't want people to have some sort of health care, to have, you know, little kids with cancer take care of, so please don't do that. It's not going to work, all right? And I think that's why the mainstream Dems have given up on those mantras, on those lines, because they know it doesn't work. It just sounds stupid. So they didn't have their act together, and frankly, they deserved what they got today. But the guy that knows a lot more than I do joins me, as he does every week. Xander Gibb joins me here on The Real Side. Xander, always a pleasure to start my weekend off with you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Joe.
And you have your own show, X-Rad, although I still like the rad part, but that shows you how old I am, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, how do people find you?
Rad is for radio, Joe.
I know, but I thought it was like...
Not cool. Radical. Can't say radical in this country.
No, no.
Not allowed.
Oh, well, you know something? Your last name is Gibbs, so like a radical Gibb, I don't know. Like the Bee Gees could never really be radical. You know what I'm saying?
No.
All right, good. I'm glad.
Tony Vocally.
Oh, God. Anyhow. All right, so listen, you're a newer convert, if you would, to the Republican Party. You know, we've talked plenty of times about this over the years, and, you know, you saw what happened today. I have a different take. I know you were just winding down from your show, so you didn't catch my first segment. Did the Republicans, for all intents and purposes, did they do the right thing today by pulling it or not voting on it because other Republicans wouldn't just get in line?
Be honest. I think they should have been a bit better prepared.
Yeah.
I think a couple of months in is far too early to have this. Because let's look at what Obama managed to do in 5 minutes with the Affordable Care Act, or the Inaffordable Care Act, as it should have been named. It was the biggest pile of trash ever put on the Senate floor. But it was put through. And I think that the lack of support was not only because it wasn't very refined, it was because, you know, Upchuck Schumer and Nutty Nancy Pelosi wanted to make a point, and they claim that as a victory. Upchuck Schumer had the audacity to call this, you know, an incompetent administration. I mean, what was he doing, sleeping through Obama's term of office?
No. Those guys do nothing wrong. This is one of the things that bothers me. I hear the Democrats now, they're on Fox and other places, and they're going, yeah, you know, Obamacare needs little tweaks, but you shouldn't repeal it. That's just wrong because 24 million people will be out of insurance. Well, here's the deal. No, it's not that they'll be out of insurance. They won't be forced to buy insurance. They're not being genuine. That's what I want. I want the honesty on both sides. I want you to lay out, you know, why things are the way they are, right?
Right, but that's even a fallacy because I checked this out myself.
Okay.
Insurance companies are locked in legally for at least the rest of the year with regards to the Affordable Care Act. So the idea that anyone would be without insurance that has it now before December is a fallacy.
Well, I love all these people that got coming up. Look, I didn't have cancer insurance until Obamacare. I didn't have this kind of insurance until Obamacare. I didn't have that kind of insurance until Obamacare. And maybe so, but what about the bigger numbers of people now who can't afford their insurance? So now they don't get to have cancer insurance. They don't get to have... I talked to somebody today trying to get some of my information together for this, and he's a good friend of mine. He said, you know, I know you do the show every night. He said, I want you to know something. I am a diabetic. I've been a diabetic for years. He said, under Obamacare, my insulin tripled. It has actually challenged me in using, you know, the insulin and what have you. So it's not good for everybody. It wasn't a blanket fix. And why is it that the Dems only say it needed to be fixed once the Republicans finally had the power to repeal and replace it? Why couldn't we do that before?
Because then you would have to admit that there were problems with it. And, you know, I'm someone that does several jobs and still couldn't afford to have affordable care, but was penalized from my taxes for not being able to afford to have affordable care. I mean, how American is that to have a compulsory purchase order on anything? I mean, I understand, you know, if you're driving your car, you have to have insurance. That is compulsory. But to force people that can't afford health care to get health care and then fine them for not doing it, that's just liberalism. I'm sorry.
Well, that's crazy. Listen, you're paying a fine, right, for something you can't take advantage of. So I think that's hilarious. Here's my money. Here's the fine. I can't afford to pay for this, but somehow you're going to hold it out of my taxes. They got you. It's not like you can go knocking on their door and say, hey, you took this out. I'm going to fight this, so I want it back until I'm done fighting. What do you mean you're not going to give it to me? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I was actually hoping that Donald was going to step in and say, okay, now I'm the boss. We're not going to do this anymore. But it was.
Well, he did. He did sign the executive order. If you paid for it this year, you may need to go back to your tax person, because my understanding is he signed the executive order to stop all the penalties.
No.
That, really?
No, it didn't work for this year for a lot of people.
Hmm.
I mean, if I can get my money back, give it back to me, because it's better in my pocket than in the pocket of whoever else is spending it right now. You know, they're paying for trans folks to get operations with my money.
I don't know, to say that on this show. I want to tell people, and I know you don't mind, but you're an openly gay radio talk show host, and that's why when we talk about this stuff, yeah, I know, like I do every week. When I talk about this stuff, I'm like, they come unglued. You've seen it, right? So we have this prisoner, and a transgender prisoner, I guess. You always, I agree with you, a transgender woman, why can't we just call her a woman? But she says now that being locked up in a woman's jail is hell. Well, first and foremost, I didn't think jail was supposed to be heaven. I'm just kind of confused, I guess, as to what the country club is supposed to be all about. And secondly, you killed somebody. I don't care whether you got your there's that stupid sounder music. We'll have to deal with it the other side of the break. I know we have to make money, but whatever. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Estate. Back with Xander Gibb right after this break. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees.
one-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her four-seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And this isn't going to come out right, but I love talking about crazy stuff, and that's why I bring Xander Gibb on with me every week. Well, not crazy people. Well, I guess we do that, too. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. We kind of start off the weekend together, and Xander, thanks for being with me tonight.
Always a pleasure. Are you saying I'm crazy? Or
I'm
just,
not
you know,
saying much of anything, because all it's going to do is get me in trouble, so why bother?
Exactly.
Right? So, okay, we, you know, some of the best radio is done actually during the break, and someday I may charge just to leave the mics hot on certain channels or something like that. But there was, what's her name, Chelsea Clinton. Oh, the one. She's not the president's daughter anymore, so we can make fun of her now, right? So she puts out a tweet yesterday, and the tweet says, horrifying research shows correlation between global warming and the rise in diabetes cases. And I'm thinking, okay, next thing you know, it's going to be the leading cause of gout, right? And they just ripped her up, as well they should have, don't you think? I mean, this is craziness. Oh.
She's one of the Twitter pages that I keep an eye on because she's so dumb it's entertaining. I mean, really, she's got a degree. I mean, did they give it to her?
I was going to say in what she, you know, she's on that. I think she's on the Expedia board or one of those boards. She gets $300,000 a year for that one. She had that $600,000. If she's that smart, that tweet would have never left her phone.
Yeah, that they're apparently, they asked her to be on the rape advisory board, but she said she didn't feel it was advisable.
God, okay. And send your emails to Xander Gibb.
Xander Gibb at idontgiveacrap.com.
Oh, God. You know, if she would just think, a young lady, I mean, if she would just think who her parents are, how people already feel, I think she, maybe she would, but you think she would filter this stuff. But I like the one person who said, very simple research shows a correlation between the word Clinton and BS. I thought that was great. So,
yeah. But, I would agree. But she doesn't help herself. She's always saying about talking about the rights of women and how women should be treated better. And then she wonders why people say, shouldn't you be telling that to your father? I mean, she just leaves herself wide open. But there is a dumb element to this woman. Is it sexist to call a woman dumb? No, not with her, I guess.
No, no. I don't think it's sexist or whatever to call anything out or anyone out that's either acting dumb, being dumb, or just frankly, simply dumb. You know,
in the dictionary, in the Oxford English Dictionary, under the word dumb is a picture of Chelsea Clinton.
Yeah, that's Xander at idontgivecrap.com or something like that.
Yep, that's me.
That too. So, but, you know, you have to admit one thing about these people. And when I say these people, in this case, I'm particularly talking about the Clintons. When they talk, when people approach them with the passage of Bill, because, you know, they get out there, they get self-righteous about, you know, how Trump and others treat women. There's a war on women. The Republicans hate women. And I'm thinking to myself, did you forget what your husband has done, and then what you did to protect your husband. So it's almost like they won't acknowledge that there were issues in the past. Isn't that kind of hypocritical?
It's very hypocritical. I remember during the election, she was talking about, you know, advocacy for women and women's votes and all of this, and she cared about women. And you know, Juanita Broderick was tweeting her and saying, well, what about the women that your husband has raped? You see, what they want is for us to ignore their... I mean, when you think about the things that Hillary Clinton has done, you know, I mean, they don't have all night, you know, Travelgate, Benghazi, Cattlegate, all of these dishonest things. And then she expected people to forget about those things when she was running for office. But I took great pleasure in reminding people every single day. You're welcome, Mr. Trump.
Somebody said, aren't the Clintons 15 minutes of fame over? But you know what? But this is the lunacy behind them being self-righteous when they're out there on the speech trail or whatever, and they're talking, and she's talking about how she wants to take care of women and how women get the, you know, I was going to say get the shaft, but thinking about her husband, I just didn't want to go there. But when you think about this, it doesn't make any sense. Does she know that people are sitting there laughing at her, can't take her seriously when she does this?
Well, they're giving her a Lifetime Achievement Award. And
oh,
like,
Chelsea, I know.
What
that's
the
great.
Heck have you done to warrant? She's not cured disease.
Okay.
She's not, you know, written. Well, she did write children's book, didn't she? But I still don't think that would warrant a Lifetime Achievement Award at 38.
Well, no. I'm gonna say something off color, and I think you might agree with me. She's probably the only woman that has been within 5 miles of Bill Clinton that he hasn't molested. You know, so that's probably the Lifetime Achievement Award at this point.
Yeah, that may be simple. Wasn't he even eyeing up Caitlyn Jenner, an event? You know, please.
Listen, he was. Doing it with Walter Mondale's daughter in the White House. The Secret Service guys caught him and had to look the other way. And I'd want to look the other way too. You know what I'm saying? But
wasn't that funny the other day when they were criticizing Kellyanne Conway for sitting kneeling the way she did on that sofa to take a picture? I mean, if the White House walls could speak, they've seen far worse than that from when Bill Clinton was in office. And I don't doubt Obama too. You know.
The dumb things that they decide that they pull up. How about we get some real stuff? Get people back to work. Take care of health care. Get this country back on the right track. Who cares? The couch cushions, they can be clean, people. Okay? Well, we buy a new couch. You know what I'm saying? So here, I got one for you that just lunacy run amok. Australian columnist Sarah Leigh Marquand argued that choosing to be a stay-at-home mother should be illegal. That's right. She said, according to Bloomberg, the Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development said in a recent report that there are consequences for Australian economy because many women of children bearing age are choosing to stay at home with their children or work part time. They should go to, what did they say? Go to jail? Be illegal? Oh, it should be illegal for them to stay at home. Are we? We should hear a flushing sound every time somebody puts something like that out. Don't you think?
Yeah. Hey. I'll have to send you my toilet flushing sound effect so you can play it on your show. But that's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I think that women that can afford not to work and don't feel the need to, then they should stay at home with their kids and look after their kids if that's what they want to do. You know, I thought all the ideology of feminism was about giving women a choice,
right?
Not telling them that if they do it, they should go to jail. What do the Australians know anyway?
Watch it. We have a large Aussie audience. I'll give them your address.
You do on my show, but you know they wouldn't agree with this. That they would say
no,
that it was
no, right.
Wallabra Wonga.
Now, I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it's clean because I know you're a good guy.
Dip.
Oh, what?
Sheep
never mind.
Dip. You know, like when
sheep
they wash
dip.
The sheep.
Oh. Okay. No. I don't even want to know. Can we let? All I know is like Vegemite sandwich, and I know that's pretty disgusting. So
yeah.
Anyhow.
Smells very bad.
Yeah. So you know. All right. So we got. And now I got to get back on track. Thank you for that. I got all those disgusting things going
well,
through my head,
sure.
But. Yeah, when you talk about this, I really get a kick out of this. So you read these psychological or child psychological magazines, and they all say the same thing, that those first 3 years of a child are very important. Now, I'm not saying a woman has to stay home. It could be the male. It depends on what the family agrees with. But there should be nothing wrong with you wanting to stay home with your child for the first few years, especially to help it, to nurture it and help it grow and help it get a good solid foundation. All of a sudden, we've decided that that's nasty because it holds back the family. It holds back the mother in particular. I'm sorry, but there's a little bit of selfishness going on here, don't you think?
Agreed. There definitely is. But what business is it of this woman's anyway? If it's not costing her anything, why is she even having an opinion on it?
Yeah. She's upset that it's hurting the economy, but I'm thinking to myself, how could it be hurting the economy? So you have some women that aren't going to work, but they're still spending money at the store. They still have to take care of this new child that's come into the world. So exactly where in the economy is it taking a hit? The fact that she may not be paying payroll taxes for a while? It's only for a while. Just think, she might even raise a human being that would end up being a governor or president of the country and turn things around. Wow. There's a novel idea.
Exactly.
God, make me nuts. All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk about your old hometown. That's London. And the London mayor says that, hey, terror attacks, this is part of life. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Go throw up, warm up your coffee, come on back. Got a lot more I want to talk about.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more! Yeah, back you go.
And it won't take me back at school. I am Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging in with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And the only thing I'll say is this to you. Some of you, stop complaining about the commercials, because it's really simple. You want me to the commercials go away? Just cut me some checks. It's really that simple. We can talk the whole hour. But somebody's got to pay for it, people. You know, I don't get this pretty for nothing. Pretty close, but not for nothing. Hey, listen, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. You can get it at Amazon.com. You can get it at, TheRealSide.com. If you buy it from The Real Side, I will autograph it for you, but I don't know why you want that. I don't think it really makes a difference. Anyway, it brings the value of the book down. If you think about it, you can't give it to somebody else and say you bought it for them, right? Unless they have the same name as you. But, or you can buy it on Amazon where you get that e-book version. What is that thing called? Kindle? You get that as well. So, anyway, all the things that you've been taught to hate, oh, at least over the last 8 years, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping One Guy, White Guy, you're going to see in the book that, you know what, we don't hate you. None of those things are negative towards you, right? And stop buying the garbage and buy the book. And if you're on the right, it'll give you the words you need to be able to combat some of that garbage. If you're on the left, you're going to see we're not the people you've been told we are. Speaking of not being the people you were told they were, Xander Gibbs joins me, as he does every week. I always have a good time with him when he joins us on Friday night. Xander, thanks for being here.
What a segue, Joe.
You like that? Hey.
Oh, no, not really.
No. Oh, come on. I worked on that for like 4.5 hours today, right? So.
Drum roll, please.
Tell people. Yeah, I know. Keep my day job, right? So.
Yep.
Tell people where they can find you again, and I don't mean physically, right? Because I know what you're going to say.
I'm telling them physically. I get enough death threats. 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, ZandraGibb.com, Blog Talk Radio, and Facebook Live. And you can also get my book on Amazon, which is called The Boy from Beyond the Ice House. It makes a good doorstop if you well, it's an e-book. You can't use it as a doorstop, really, but go buy it anyway.
You know, I got a nasty threat, I think a week or so ago, while the show was going on. And that stuff doesn't make me crazy. But, you know, when you say that, I mean it sincerely, because I know there's a lot of whacks out there. I realize that all it takes is one to do something. But most of them are just mad and whacked and all that. But,
yeah.
You know, you made a comment about getting the death threats. And you by becoming a conservative and being gay, that's like, it's like a mortal sin, right? That's punishable by death, isn't it?
Yeah. I've actually been told that I can't be a conservative if I'm gay. So it must even, you know, bake their noodle even more that I now identify as a gay conservative Republican. So, you know, it's all good fun.
Yeah.
But what the threat you had recently, was that from producer Tammy, I wonder?
No, she has the little gun there. She just shoots me whenever she gets really mad at me. So.
You
see those things go flying across the screen. But the reason I wanted to bring that up was I wanted people to understand and see that this is not just a difference of opinion. This is now, these are people that you guys should all be supporting and helping each other out. And because you've decided, you haven't said anything hateful, but you've decided to join a group that they see as hateful, which, you know, goes back to the title of my book, you are automatically hated. I always get a kick out of this. I tell people that they actually call you homophobic. You're afraid of yourself.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. There's got to be a name for that, though. I mean, it'd be like you'd be an Italian phobic. What would that be?
Self-loathing. Homosexual. That's it. But no, seriously, I actually, the first time I got, about 5 years ago when I first started doing my show, I got a death threat by email by my website, and I called the police and the FBI, and they were like, you know, anybody that's going to kill you, they're just going to come and do it. They're not going to threaten you. So after that, I was, you know, kind of, you know.
Oh, gee, thanks. I feel much better now.
And saying, come find me, and, you know.
Yeah. So you're telling me I won't get a warning, they'll just show up at the door, right? Got a package for Joe Messina. Come on, open the door.
Right? Yeah, they can come and meet my friends, Smith and Wesson.
God. All right, so let's
bye-bye.
Let's talk about an area that you're very familiar with, okay?
Yeah.
London. The London mayor says that the terror attacks are part and parcel of living in a major city. Because I know, for me, you know, that's why I would move to New York, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, because I'd want to experience the terror threat up close and personal. But this, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Sadiq Khan. He's a mayor and a Muslim. And he doesn't understand why this stuff is scaring or surprising to people. This is not sane, right?
No, but this guy isn't. And a lot of his ideologies kind of concern me. I don't care what religion he is, but I think when you're in a position like that, you have to be basing their commentary on common sense and not foolish things like, you know, saying it's to be expected. You know, I live in New York City. I don't expect to have terrorist things going on. You know, even though we encountered 9/11, you know, I didn't live here at the time, but I don't live in a big city like New York and expect that kind of thing to be going on. But while there is a threat of these things going on, we all need to be cautious. But I think this guy's message afterwards was like, we're not scared. No, 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 no. And I was like, you are ridiculous. You really are. But he couldn't call that radical Islamic terrorism either. That was just a Muslim person that got a little bit upset. No, it was radical Islamic terrorism.
Yeah, I think it's crazy that you can't a Christian guy goes and I tell people this all the time.
There's only been eight Christians or eight people who claim to be Christians that have gone in the last 30 years and shot at, shot up, or caused killing at a Planned Parenthood or an abortion clinic, right? Eight. Now,
right.
Not even one is acceptable. So let's not, don't blow this up and write stupid stuff about me and Xander. But not even one. But every time one of that happens, this is a Jesus radical, a Jesus freak, one of those Christians, right? But when they Muslims do it in the name of Allah, you can't say that it's Islamic in any way. You can't say it has to do with the Muslim faith. This is lewd to me. I just don't understand this. Why can't you just say it is? Because I say it. That guy who claimed to be a Christian who shot the doctor at the Planned Parenthood. I don't know what God he's talking about. He may have claimed to be a Christian. I don't know what God he's talking about. But they don't do that. They won't step in and denounce their own people. I think that's what makes us crazy, don't you?
Yeah, I definitely do. I mean, I was surprised that Linda Sarsour, who is very outspoken and has been supportive of ISIS, you know, said that it was a terrible thing that happened in London. But let's face it, she had to say that because she's been in a lot of trouble lately for her commentary and her failures to decry acts such as this. You know, I kind of feel like she had to say it. You know, she did this human demonstration the other day where they stood and they took an aerial photograph of them standing in the shape of a sign saying no Muslim ban. I said, great, now let's get your people to make one that says we denounce ISIS or we denounce terrorism. And so she said, oh, yes, Sandra, let's do it, and I will come along as well. But it still not happened.
No, and again, that would alleviate, I think. I personally think that those kind of comments, those kind of things would alleviate a lot of fear with the average American or the average person who really does not understand, looks, does not understand, doesn't understand why they don't denounce. I love, and forgive me, because I don't mean it the way it's going to come out, but that one lady that, what is she? She went out to the Middle East to hug and show the ISIS people that she loved them, okay? And we did this story, and I feel bad for her. I feel bad for the stupidity. That's not even ignorance. That goes past ignorance. That stupidity. These people are violent, nasty people. And you, as a woman, you have 72 strikes against you just showing up there. And she got raped and killed, and brutally raped and killed. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to say that she deserved it, because no woman deserves to be treated like that. But when you see what's going on, how do you help somebody like that?
I have absolutely no idea, but I do know this, that if you live in the United States and you can't denounce terrorism or ISIS, you have no point or right being here. I said it. So send your comments to me if you have a
problem. No, I think you're right on with it. I think that it's, if you're not going to, my grandparents came here from Italy. They didn't give up their heritage. They assimilated to the American way of life, and they were very happy about it. I just don't understand what the issue is. I really don't get it.
I wish it said you were Italian, because I definitely wouldn't have come on the show.
Oh, God. Listen, Xander, tell people how they can find you, and then tell them how to get the show, your book, your whatever else you got going on, the musical, the play.
XanderGibb.com, the book, the album, because I'm a singer too, the show, everything's at XanderGibb.com. Go and check it out. Come and join us weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and come and tell us what you think. Yeah.
For my part of the world, you're a singer, not a singer. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, hang out. Got a lot more coming up after the break, but because of Facebook, don't lose the momentum. At the top of the hour, a little after, we have to reset. Come on back. We got a lot going on in hour two. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Please stay with us.